Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
I had to say several times because everyone seems surprised. Like, they're alive. We found them.
And now at 6, it was the outcome even searchers weren't expecting. New details tonight on just how difficult it was for a missing Palo Alto couple and their rescuers to find each other. Plus, wild sideshows in San Francisco, dozens of cars smoking up the streets, and no arrests? And you may as well hang up your winter coat. We're tracking a major warm-up for your work week. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich. Tonight, we're hearing from the heroes who made a harrowing rescue in Marin County. Earlier today, they described their disbelief after locating an elderly Palo Alto couple who had been lost in the wilderness for over a week.
And then we start hearing two people yelling, help, very loudly and clearly, probably about 100-150 feet away. And we're a little bit confused because at this point they'd been out 8 days. We didn't think it was likely that we'd find them alive.
Well, they did. 77-year-old Carol Kaparski and 72-year-old Ian Irwin were rescued yesterday from an area filled with vegetation so dense, their rescuers could barely make it through. In fact, once they found the couple, they had to actually use a reflector to show the rescue helicopter where they were. Carol and Ian had been missing for 8 days after going on a Valentine's Day hike near their rental cabin. After time went by, rescuers started to give up hope.
I had to say several times, because everyone seemed surprised, like, they're alive, we found them. They're alert-oriented, times four, they're doing good. And I mean, Robert was saying earlier, like when they heard that, they're like, they were just so confused because it was unexpected.
I'm Kit Doe here at the couple's home in Palo Alto, where in just 24 hours, neighbors went from planning a memorial to a welcome home party.
Longtime neighbor Casey Liedom remembers the moment he got word that Ian Irwin and Carol Kaparski were found alive.
That they had been found alive, I said, wow.
And just like that, his instincts kicked in.
So I've just basically just started planning a party.
Carol and Ian will arrive home to a warm reception in a tight-knit neighborhood where they have lived for decades. Balloons and banners are up. All that's left to do is wait.
I'm actually really glad because one of the things I had, thought about is like, wow, Carol and Ian are gone. I never got a chance to say goodbye. That sucks. So, now I just get to say hi and hug them and give them lots of food.
Connie Jo Cotton lives right next door, and today is her birthday.
Quite a gift for you today.
This is the greatest gift that I could ever get. It's getting our neighbors back.
Connie Jo says the couple is physically fit, smart, had strong survival instincts, and had their love to keep them going.
I think their relationship was really the reason that they got through this together. I think what we realize that these are unusual individuals, and that they, if anybody was going to survive, it would be these two. Well, we're just excited to have them back, so we're going to greet them with open arms and see what we can do to help and celebrate.
In Palo Alto, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Carol and Ian are still in the hospital this evening being monitored and treated for extensive abrasions from the brush. Now, the family released a statement saying the couple looks forward to telling their story. In time, they added, quote, Carol and Ian will be forever grateful for the hard work and dedication put forth by all the search and rescue volunteers and first responders from all over the Bay Area who searched every day for them. Thank you to everyone involved. All right, let's take you outside, a live look now, and you can see for miles from our exclusive Salesforce Tower cameras. But no matter how hard you look, you will not see a single drop of rain on that horizon. Meteorologist Darren Peck is here now to tell us it's not just a dry February, it's about to be a hot one.
Yes, let's not lose sight of something. We've been talking a lot about the record we're likely going to set for going the whole month of February without rain. We've only done that once before. And while the rain is still the biggest issue, we are also likely going to break records next week for daytime high. So let's take a look at this. In San Jose, I'm going to use you as my first example because this is where it's going to be the most noticeable. That's a pretty live view. I'm going to put some numbers on here. Average daytime high for us right now in San Jose would be 65. We actually were below that today. It was only 61. Now look at what happens next week. When we hit 78 degrees next week, particularly on that Friday, the record for Friday's date is 76 degrees. And San Jose is not the only place that's going to do this. San Francisco, I'm going to use you next. Not as exaggerated because the average is only 61 this time of year. We only went to 58 today. We're going to 70 on Thursday. We're not going to break records here, but we will be well above average. For Oakland, 61 is the average. Only went to 62 today. And as we climb to near 73 Thursday, that will be near tying the record. And if we look up for the North Bay, 62 is the average. We're going to be back up near 78 again, within record territory. And just to finish this off, Concord, I'll use you as my far inland Contra Costa County example. 63 would be the average, going to 77. Next week, there's your live look outside from above it all on top of the Salesforce Tower at this point. We'll talk about rain in this complete forecast coming up in just a few minutes. For now, Juliet, back over to you.
All right, thanks so much. A pair of community meetings will be held tomorrow to update parents and students at McClymonds High School on the toxic groundwater situation under their West Oakland campus. Experts who spent the weekend testing the school's air quality say they have found no evidence that the chemical solvent TCE is vaporizing into the air. Concern that it could be is what shut the school down on Thursday. District officials have been careful to stress that the school's drinking water is safe. They're hoping to have students back in class by Tuesday or Wednesday, though it is still unclear if that will happen at McClymonds or at an off-site location. Tomorrow's meetings are meant to update parents and students on all of that. And they will be held in the library at West Oakland Middle School on 14th Street to accommodate all schedules. One meeting is scheduled for 8:30 in the morning, the other at 5:30 in the afternoon. Coronavirus concerns have dealt a blow to a big tech conference kicking off in San Francisco tomorrow. Three major sponsors pulled out of the RSA conference at the last minute. Verizon, AT&T, and IBM, they are among 14 exhibitors or sponsors that now plan to avoid the week-long event, which is expected to draw 40,000 attendees to Moscone Center.
I've been hearing like so many things about the coronavirus. And I just want to make sure I'm remaining healthy.
I think it definitely speaks to kind of the impact that this is having globally.
Mayor London Breed sent a letter to conference participants stressing that the risk of becoming infected at the conference is extremely low since the coronavirus is not circulating here. Well, if you had trouble sleeping in San Francisco last night, this is the reason why, likely. Illegal sideshows spinning through several neighborhoods. KPIX5's Devin Feely reports there were dozens of cars, but not a single arrest.
It's a problem often associated with Oakland and parts of the East Bay, but San Francisco was in the crosshairs Saturday night. There were reports of multiple sideshows across the city and wide-ranging criticism about the police department's sluggish response.
Dozens of people crowded the intersection of 23rd and Dolores Streets to watch as the two cars peeled out, encircling each other in a noisy riot of smoke and squealing tires. San Francisco police estimate there were 50 to 100 cars and countless onlookers at the roving sideshow that moved through several neighborhoods late Saturday and overnight Sunday morning. At Geary and 30, spectators trailed the two cars, cell phones out recording as the drivers fishtailed and spun out. People living nearby were not nearly as enthusiastic about the spectacle. They complained about the sluggish response from the police and their sleepless night. By the time the sideshow arrived at Market and Clayton, police had moved in to shut it down, sirens blaring audibly as they ordered spectators to clear the area. San Francisco police released a statement writing in part, "This type of activity presents a danger to the community, first responders, spectators, and participants. We will be working to determine the identity of the persons and vehicles participating in the sideshows, and will use all available legal resources to prosecute those involved."
That said, it should be noted that San Francisco police made zero arrests and impounded zero cars. In San Francisco, Devin Feely, KPIX5.
An 18-year-old San Jose woman is in the hospital after facing a felony DUI charge tonight for the violent crash that killed her friend. Her Audi flew off Highway 101 in Redwood City this morning and slammed into a utility pole, killing the 18-year-old woman in the passenger seat. Neither woman's name has been released. A Napa County man is accused of trying to burn down his ex-girlfriend's house while she and her 72-year-old mother were asleep inside. Fire erupted in the garage of the home on Spencer Street in Vallejo early yesterday. The two women were able to escape unharmed. 29-year-old Neil Coates was arrested at the scene after allegedly attacking the younger woman and resisting officers who tried to restrain him. He is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder and arson. Firefighters were able to keep the flames from spreading to the main house. Well, Santa Clara County could vote this week to make it easier to take guns away from people who shouldn't have them. The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve funding for a dedicated county gun team. The team would help close law enforcement gaps, like enforcing the court-ordered removal of guns from people with restraining orders for domestic violence. The program has the support of San Jose's police chief and the county's deputy district attorney. We expect to learn more when county supervisors meet tomorrow morning. Still to come, a homemade rocket crashes in Southern California, killing the pilot. The flat earth experiment that went horribly wrong. Plus, massive explosions rock San Francisco's financial district. Why it's actually nothing to worry about.
I'm John Ramos in Alameda. It's been 75 years since the pivotal Battle of Iwo Jima. We'll speak to a man who was there and did his job. We'll have that story coming up.